With today being arguably one of the most important days in South Africa's history, where we went to the polls and we all went to cast our votes, I thought it might be a good time to reflect on what this vote has meant in the past and what it has meant for investments and what it has meant for the markets in the past and what it could potentially mean in the future as well. We'll start with a conversation around the past, of course, because we've seen there's been a lot of data that has come out historically from these elections, and we've learned a lot over the last couple of years. And I'm joined on the line by a director and portfolio specialist at Morningstar South Africa, Deborah Slubber, to take a look at what the significance of elections has been for the South African economy. Good evening, Deborah. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with that look into the past, or that glance into the past, rather. How have previous elections factored into the market or affected the market?
Thank you so much, Jimmy. Yeah, so I'll start off by saying that Morningstar, we've had a good look at the numbers, whether we talk about the performance of the bond market or the equity market or even the rand during any year in any particular election year. And I have to be very honest with you, it's very, very hard to draw any sort of concrete conclusion from that. So there's actually no clear evidence that something different or something special happens in an election year. So then you have to ask yourself, election year from a market perspective, is it just more noise than anything? But I do think there's an important point here to add is if you look at bull or bear markets in South Africa, they are by far driven by global factors more than anything else. So at the times that South Africa has experienced a lot of turbulence, whether it's the COVID pandemic that we experienced a few years ago, or the global financial crisis a couple of years ago, or the oil crisis, or the Asian financial crisis, all of those factors has got a lot more to do with global than it's got specifically to do with South Africa.
So Deborah, it sounds like elections in themselves don't exist within a vacuum of sorts, but they are sort of a function of the other factors around them. And I think this year's election is particularly different because it is the first time we've had so many countries going into an election year. I mean, the US, China, South Africa, all the big economies, the small economies, more than 50% of the world's GDP has been voting this year, whether for retaining their existing administrations or bringing in new administrations. How significant is it for South Africa, given that this is 30 years of democracy for us, but also on the world stage, there are other economies also voting?
No, absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head there. There's more than 50% of the world's population going to the polls. So it really does then make this year the year of the democracy. And I think maybe the first point there is that, yes, elections do have an effect on markets because it tend to bring up quite a lot of emotion within investors. And it introduces a level of uncertainty. It prompts the question, will there be policy change? And what will it mean for sentiment and for asset prices at the end of the day? And of course, election years, what we've seen from the numbers is that it actually tends to exhibit elevated levels of volatility during election years. But I think it's important not to lose any perspective. As you said, it doesn't take place in a vacuum. There are a number of factors that affect investments at the end of the day, whether it's the macro environment around interest rates or inflation or where we are in the dollar cycle, it's sentiment, it's company specific factors. There are global factors, as I mentioned earlier, and then of course valuation. So all of this play a role at the end of the day. But when it comes to South Africa, this is 30 years of democracy, and whatever the new government is going to look like, they have some challenges. We have increased levels of debt servicing cost on top of increased government debt. You've got high levels of unemployment. You've got corruption to deal with, low growth, and then South Africa's infrastructure that is struggling and to some extent failing. So whoever that new government, whatever that looks like, there needs to be some level of confidence that they can actually take South Africa to the next level.
Deborah, before we go to the new government, I want to reflect on some of the governments of past. We've got some data, obviously Bloomberg put this out in collaboration with Morningstar and the South African Reserve Bank, but we've got some data that sort of has been tracking the elections from as far back as 1966 election year to the most recent, the 2019 election year. Which of those years would you say was the best performing election year from a bond perspective, from a rand perspective? We know the rand is such such a politically motivated or politically driven currency, which would be the standout years for you in the past, and why perhaps would you say were those years so significant?
Yeah, so I think just from a pure looking at a calendar year basis, I would say 1999 is probably the standout from a performance perspective, where the all share index returned over 70%, the bond index returned over 30%, and the rand actually gained 5% in strength. So that would be a standout for me. And I think it's quite a while ago, but if I have to cast my mind back, it was when South Africa just became friendly in the world's eyes of being an investment destination, because that was only a few years after apartheid ended. So it could have been that the international community got quite excited about prospects in South Africa. But as I mentioned earlier, it's this, to look at this in a vacuum, I think is the wrong thing. I think we need to look at elections and combinations where markets are at the moment as well.
If I remember correctly, that was the year that we would then be introduced to President Thabo Mbeki as the official president of the country from that point forward. Deborah, when we look at the past and we look at market performances, historically speaking, are there patterns that we've picked up that we might say this could possibly return to the markets? Or are there things that we can learn from the past around what historical data we know that might potentially inform the present?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing that we can learn from the past, and you alluded to this earlier, when if we zoom in on elections in particular, when Thabo Mbeki came into power in 1999, the message to the global economy and global investors was that South Africa is ready to do business. We are investor friendly. We are, our infrastructure's working. We want to have global assets or global money coming here, and we can deploy it and our companies can actually flourish, and we create an environment that's conducive for business. So I think that's a big lesson for South Africans. In if we look at the global investment community, make South Africa business friendly. Invite foreigners to directly invest in South Africa. Our foreign direct investment has been pretty low. Do something about unemployment. Do something about the growth of the country. So there are a lot of different things that would get the global community interested in South Africa again. So, and I think probably another lesson I would say is that elections, yes, from a market perspective, it matters, but that initial reaction don't always persist, and it's not the only thing that matters at the end of the day. So for us, I mean, at Morningstar, what we try to do is we try and build portfolios for clients that's going to perform well regardless of election outcomes and regardless of the macro environment. So we try and build portfolios that's robust enough to perform across different market cycles. And very important for clients, that your time in the market is a lot more powerful than trying to time markets in and out when it comes to these election years. Because at the end of the day, it's detrimental to your portfolio if you try and assess where an election outcome is going to land and base your investment decisions on that. I think that's the biggest lesson for me.
Certainly a lot of key takeaways from the elections of past that will hopefully take us through to the elections of future and the election that we had today. We'll leave it at that. Deborah, thanks so much for those insights. Deborah Slubber, who is the Director and Portfolio Specialist at Morningstar South Africa, joining me to reflect on the impact of past elections.